Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, there was two contrasting events that happened last week. The first was on Friday. It was a dull debate on the abortion referendum that went on for a number of hours. Now, that debate is going to resume next week after the St. Patrick's Day break. But the day after that, tens of thousands of people, organisers say 100,000 people, took to the streets for the Rally for Life. Our next guest actually spoke at that rally, and he's on the line just to give us his thoughts on the current debate. On the line with me, I have entrepreneur and businessman hailing from Galway, Declan Ganley. Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. Very well, thank you.
So, Declan, I know that you've spoken at a few of these events in the past. What were your impressions of Saturday's Rally for Life?
Well, it was the biggest ever. I mean, proportionally, if you consider the population of Ireland, in the region of 100,000 people was just, shocking, really, in the best sense. Morale was high. I think everybody there was just surprised to see the degree of support. The speakers were fantastic, and not including yours truly, of course, but Charlie Fenn and so many others were just wonderful. And I just think it was a great testimony to the fact that the Irish people, in enormous numbers, are very quickly recognizing that we have the most progressive constitution in the world where human rights are concerned, that recognizes the right to life of Ireland's pre-born boys and girls, and that the arc of history is in our favor. If you go back to the mid-1800s, you have the Dred Scott ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court saying that a black person, a slave, was not a citizen, was not a human with the same rights. It was classic dehumanization. Slavery, thank God, is at least from a legal standpoint, illegal throughout the world. And I believe in the next 100 years or so that the same will apply to abortion. That science is on our side. It recognizes the unique human individuality of the preborn. And I think there was 100,000 people that showed up on Saturday that share that view. And I think when the referendum comes, we'll see that the majority of the voters share that view too.
Just to talk about that, Declan, it seems to me there's a very different conversation happening. Well, if we're to believe opinion polls that are being reported saying the majority of Irish people want some sort of change with regards to the Eighth Amendment, if you watch any of the Dáil debates so far, very different discussions taking place to that which you might have experienced at that particular rally.
Well, this is true. I mean, the what's being proposed is clearly abortion on demand. Up to 12 weeks and really what is, it looks like pretty close to maybe even abortion on demand well beyond that 12 week period. The fact is, and this is clear from the Dáil debate, is nobody knows what would be legislated for. And we're going to end up with something as least as permissive as the UK abortion regime, which results in a huge proportion, something like one in five pregnancies in the UK now ending in abortion. So nobody wants that.
But
in
one
Ireland.
Of the things, Declan, that politicians said a lot during the debate is that the Eighth Amendment is putting women's lives at risk. Are they all wrong?
Yeah, they are all wrong. It's certainly not putting women's lives at risk. The Eighth Amendment does not prioritize the child's life over the life of the mother. It just recognizes that the child also has a right to life, that as a unique human individual, of course, that unique human individual has some rights, and they need to be recognized by the Constitution. And ours is perhaps, I believe, the only constitution in the world at the moment that recognizes that. And we should be very, and we can be very proud of that, because mark my words, 100 years from now, most of the progressive constitutions in the world will recognize that right. We are ahead of the curve, and let's stay there.
Minister for Health Simon Harris, Declan, has said that we are letting down the thousands of women who travel to the UK for abortion. What do you say to that argument?
We make laws in Ireland for our country. We are not letting down anybody. We are recognising a patent truth, which is that these pre-born boys and girls are human individuals. And of course, as human individuals, they have basic rights. That doesn't, because you have or I have or any other individual has basic human rights, is not an attack on anybody else's right. It's not an attack. I mean, you know, nobody has a right to get in their car and run me over. You know, nobody's advocating for such a thing. They have a choice to do it, but that is not a real right. And in terms of the jurisdiction and what goes on in the UK, I mean, I'm actually speaking to you from London this morning, as it happens. I flew here this morning. What goes on in the UK, the British Parliament makes laws for the UK. The Dáil Éireann makes law for Ireland. And we make law for our own country. We recognize the rights of people in our own country. And that's what we're doing. If people choose to go outside of the jurisdiction to do things that are not permitted under our own laws, that is up to them. But in terms of what our constitution does, I mean, we did fight for and win our independence. It should be worth something.
Do you have any personal experience of abortion, Declan?
I don't have direct personal experience, but I do have experience of, in terms of my family, where years ago now, 19 years ago, when my wife was pregnant with our youngest daughter, we were in New York, and my wife had a sonogram scan at a hospital in New York. And the head of gynecology there called her in and said that they had detected an abnormality and that they recommended an abortion. And my wife would not, of course, entertain that recommendation. He then went on to recommend genetic counseling, which actually we didn't follow through on either. As it happens, that daughter was born perfectly healthy and is a university student today, which just goes to show that, you know, they can get it wrong. But the fact that that was offered so quickly as a sort of recommended path, as a solution, as it were, it would have been a very final solution for Clementine, our youngest daughter. And she lives today because we weren't influenced by that, but other people in different circumstances may have been influenced and may have made the wrong decision in similar circumstances. So it really woke me up to just how important it is to defend the rights of the most defenseless individuals that exist in humanity and stick up for them whenever we can.
Declan, of course, there's going to be a lot of discussion on this issue ahead of the referendum, and the new Broadcasting Authority of Ireland guidelines on referenda are seeming to give broadcasters more freedom on how they approach the upcoming referendum. They're saying there doesn't have to be 50-50 time, but just it's up to us to be fair and impartial. What do you think of this? Do you think there should be different guidelines for the state broadcaster, RTE, for example?
Well, look, I mean, the you know, with noble exception, the vast majority of the Irish media are pro-abortion, pro-choice. And really, I mean, for those of us that have been in any way involved in campaigning, we've recognized for years that actually the main campaign is really run by and championed by mainstream media in Ireland, be it, you know, the editorial policy of the Irish Times, other major newspapers in Ireland, of the what's clearly an editorial policy and has been a long-running theme in RTE, which we all pay for with our license fees. And in terms of, you know, if you look at what the BAI guidelines said, they said, for example, that once the referendum is on, that now they've done away with what was never actually a requirement, but it was an interpretation, which is balanced time, so that both sides got equal time. Well, now they're saying that that's not going to be necessary. So let me ask your listeners, you know, who do you think is going to end up being the beneficiary of not needing to give equal time? It's not going to be people that are advocating to keep the Constitution the way that it is. The other thing is that they say that, well, you know, that broadcasters can, instead of having debates or people on from both sides, the broadcaster, the anchor, can act as devil's advocate. Well, devil's advocate, you know, is an interesting role because you know, you can allow one person to sort of fire with heavy artillery and then return fire as devil's advocate with ping pong balls, it doesn't make for a necessarily robust debate. I think that I know that we have a chronic bias in the Irish media when it comes to this issue. They have been the leaders of the campaign for years on this issue and have advocated for it. And the politicians have sort of fallen into line through weakness more than anything else. And I think that these BAI guidelines are cause for concern.
Declan, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning. That was entrepreneur and businessman Declan Ganley talking to us.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.